You're travelling, well, you're travelling on Travel Writers Radio. I hope your journey's been very pleasant indeed. The life insurance company certainly put some great buildings up around the world's major cities. One such property is now the Mayfair Hotel in Adelaide. That's a five-star with a heritage listing. Rampant lions and gargoyles protect its rampant that now frame of the city's great bars. Graham spoke to General Manager Martin Radcliffe.
Well, I'm talking with Martin Radcliffe, who's General Manager of the fabulous Mayfair Hotel here in Adelaide. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks, Graham. Good to see you.
And good to see you. Now, that's a terrific hotel you've got there, and it's got a lovely history. The building itself is a heritage-listed building, but it's a fascinating place to look at, and you can get up and you can clamber around on the roof. And there are gargoyles. They're protecting things. They're protecting the guests today, but they used to protect other things. Tell us a little bit about this building.
Oh, it's a beautiful heritage building. It was built by Colonial Mutual Life just after the Depression or during the Depression to make, it's part of a strategy to make the city feel better about themselves and to promote prosperity and things like that. And so I think that's a good lead-in today to having a five-star hotel that makes people feel good about themselves. And you're right, there are gargoyles, 200 gargoyles, actually.
Well, I would have said there were half a dozen. They're obviously all around the building.
Yeah, all shapes and sizes, all manners and temperaments, pretty much like my team.
Now, the other thing is that there are lions on the fascia of the building, which is the symbol that you use for the Mayfair Hotel. Tell us about the lion.
I think it's literally as simple as the lion was a really good fit for the name the Mayfair, and that's what we went with.
So it's nothing to do with the Monopoly board.
Oh, potentially that too. Well done, Graham.
Now, Martin, you've got 170 rooms there, but it's still a boutique feel about this hotel. I mean, it was an office, so you've had to deal with certain walls and things that are in place, and it was heritage listed. But the rooms are all different. You have five or six categories, but within those categories, you can probably stay three or four times and never get a room that's exactly the same as another.
That's the beauty of it and its character. So being a heritage building, every room is slightly different, which means then every wardrobe we make has to be handmade, and that's slightly different. So it has its own unique character. It is only 170 rooms, still a fairly decent-sized hotel. But the other real quality is it's slap-bang right in the middle of Adelaide city centre, opposite Rundle Mall, opposite Hague's, stone's throw to the Oval.
So it's on King William Street, which has got a free tram service running up and down it. You can sort of go all around the city for free. The markets are not that far away. The river, the Adelaide Oval, obviously. What sort of guests do you get at the Mayfair?
Like the rest of the city, we do very well with the corporate market, the business events market during the week, but we're a very strong hotel from a leisure perspective. If you're someone who's come to explore Adelaide or if you're a local who's come to reconnect with the city, there couldn't be a more central place to do that. So close to the Oval if you're watching an AFL game, so close to all the restaurants, all the small bars and laneways. It's perfectly located for the leisure trade, and we're doing very well at weekends.
Now, it's the building is definitely a deco-style building, built in 1834, am I right?
I think 1934.
Sorry, 1934. We'll edit the tape here. But how have you furnished it? Tell us about the furnishings. They seem to me to have a European or English style about them. Is that what you've designed to do?
I think I would be best described as classic contemporary. So we've gone with the very much the lines and the bold statements of the Art Deco period, but it's really modern, luxurious touches. And I think it's fair to say in much of the hotel there's a lot of feminine touches, and that stems back to the owner's selections and her being very involved with all of that.
Okay, there is another hotel in the group in Adelaide that people could access in Wakefield Street. So if they happen to want to book into your hotel and it was full, as it often is, you could point them to another heritage-type property.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a beautiful heritage-listed hotel, 69 rooms on Wakefield Street, not far from the Mayfair, and it offers a slightly sharper budget point. But also offers things that you perhaps don't get in some other hotels, like these beautiful communal kitchens on every floor. So people are here for a long period, or if they're doing self-drive holidays, for example, that's a really advantageous point.
Now, you're a five-star hotel. You've obviously got 24-hour room service and 24-hour attention at the front desk, but you've also got a magnificent restaurant that sort of sits, is it partly below King William Street?
So the restaurant actually sits in our basement, and that's the location of the what used to be called the Charles Sturt Tavern. a very famous old bar from Adelaide's history. So we've recreated some activity down there and put our Mayflower restaurant in the basement, which is the perfect place at the hub of the hotel. And from there, you just go and enjoy the rest of the hotel. From there, actually, you take the elevator right up to level 13 and the rooftop bar.
Now, the rooftop bar, that's something. When you're up there, yes, you're close to the gargoyles, but you get a magnificent view of the city of Adelaide. You don't see the river from there, to be fair, but it's a wonderful view, and the open air is very, very popular, isn't it?
Yeah, the bar's been a revelation for us. We opened in December last year, and it's been full pretty much ever since. And it, like you say, it doesn't view the river, but it views down Rundle Moor, looks towards the hills. Perfect place to reflect on a day just gone by, for whether that's for guests or for locals.
And the other thing that's up there is this interesting room. What do you call the room, and how would you describe the room that attaches the bar with the shaped windows and the ceiling sort of curves in, doesn't it?
So we call that our lounge, and that's a great space if you want that intimate or VIP gathering. You may want to separate yourselves from the rest of the bar. We often find people who want a bit more comfort and a bit more privacy head to that space.
It's almost like a garret.
Yeah, that could be a good way to describe it.
I can imagine if someone were to theme this hotel, it could be a Harry Potter theme property almost.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think it quite has the dangerous feel of Harry Potter, more like a warm and welcoming feel. But, yeah, I can see the period resemblance.
Yeah. No, it is a wonderful hotel, and it's been very well received by Adelaide. In fact, the boss of the Convention Bureau did point it out that he thought probably Adelaide's best hotel right now.
Oh, I've educated him well, so well done, Damien. No, it has been very well received. We're delighted. We don't take that for granted either. We work very hard at giving a guest experience that's quite personal and a little bit to the left of the norm. And luckily to say, we are heading up the guest review sites at the moment.
Mm. And you do pay personal attention to those social media, don't you?
I personally reply to every single TripAdvisor post, Booking.com repost, and all of the main OTAs.
Now, if people want to book, can they go to the website? What's that?
Yeah, website, www.mayfairhotel.com.au, and it's very easy to navigate around after that.
And do you offer special weekend packages or packages with cultural or sporting activities included?
Yeah, there's a variety of packages we've got. For example, our celebration package, our wedding package, quite a lot of people having their wedding nights or groups attached to a wedding stay with us. And to come in the coming months, we've got a few more launching in partnership with our management company, 1834 Hotels, and some of the other properties in the owner's portfolio.